Hello, this is Manuel. Listen as Peter Rodman goes off on WXNALP Nashville.
We are talking with Wayne Moss, and it's a great day when he comes in because we get to hear all kinds of great music that he played on. Can you believe it? We're sitting with the guitar player on this record.
Funny thing happened. We got a little overjuiced in the recording of Rainy Day Women, and I forgot to sign the time card. So
overjuiced,
yes.
Meaning
he didn't want to cut it with a bunch of straight musicians, and he said, "What do you guys do down here?" Charlie said, "We play golf." Or, you know, no. What do you do? Oh, okay, well, we might drink a beer once in a while. So he said, "Run out and get these guys some alcohol." We came back, and their our bass player Henry Strelecki kind of overdid it, and said, "Moss, you need to play bass on this." I overdid it. So I said, "Okay." So, but at the end of the session, we forgot to sign a time card. Okay, then.
That's your money. You're not getting any money if you don't sign that.
So, when Forrest Gump came out, that Rainy Day Women was in that movie. And I called up the American Federation of Musicians in California, and I said, "We need to get paid for this, for the reuse." And they said, "Well, we don't see where you're on that." And I said, "Well, why don't you pick up this album and look at the, you know, credits? You'll find my name in there along with Charlie McCoy and the rest of the escorts." Oh, okay. So they finally paid off, but they had to have our social security numbers and a lot of stuff. And Charlie's wife was able to get those from Wayne Butler and Bill Akins and the rest of the band. And so we ended up making $500. But,
well, you know, everybody must get paid.
That's right. Everybody must get paid. And we did eventually. Similar situation. There was a fella that was the president of the Nashville Union for a while named Johnny DeGeorge, and he decided that we didn't need to keep all his contracts prior to Elvis's last session. So that meant that if Crazy or something was in a movie, you couldn't prove who was on it. So Stand By Your Man was in Sleepless in Seattle.
This is the Tammy Wynette record, and you're Wayne Moss. You're playing guitar on it.
Yeah, I'm playing a high string.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman.
So we had to get an affidavit from the drummer that was on the session to say, now these people, best of my knowledge, were on that session, so pay them. All right, then same song came out in another movie. We had to go through the same thing again.
Now, you're also a songwriter, so you know how that works with royalties, and you know that one performance right organization might pay 18 months later, one might pay 4 months later, but for just the session work, the playing and the studio work, that other than getting paid the day that you for the day's work, your royalties, has it been a big chase down for years and years? Have you always had to kind of chase them down and get the dough?
Yeah, I haven't been doing the chasing too much. I've been concentrating a lot on movies. It's there's different ways you get paid. One of them is if you have things that are on DVDs that people buy, they'll pay for that, and maybe not for other things. So it gets kind of complicated, but it's nice mailbox money when it comes in.
Cold and lonely. Stand by your man and show the world you love him. Keep giving all the love you can.